With that said, moving on, let's move on to the repeat offender section, which is kind of appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Green, have you been sworn, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Jamie Green, captain of the Middle Area Marine Police. As the first individual I have on my list, which I think you guys have, is Mr. William Allen. Mr. William Allen was charged with commercially taking oysters between sunset and sunrise and no shading on his vessel on September 30th, 2013. Was convicted of these charges on November the 7th, 2013. And the fines and costs were listed in the briefing board. All the violations occurred in the James River adjacent to Alawite County. It was tried in Alawite General District Court.
Mr. Allen. Is there anything you'd like to tell the commission? Oh, right. I need to swear you in, please. Do you swear that the testimony you will give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Please state your name for the record and speak into the microphone.
William Allen. And, yes, sir, I was working with Jim Keeley. We was in last month, and my paperwork was wasn't right, so you put it off to this month. And I just worked on his boat every now and then. And we had took the awning off the boat because there was a broken staunching on it. That was that Sunday. And Monday morning is when Mike called us to shore and said that he was told that we put the drudge over 2 minutes before sunrise. And we did have to on and off the boat. And it was 55 degrees that morning. I mean, I can't tell the captain what to do with his boat anyway, right or wrong. And I try to keep everything as straight as possible. Me and my brother's got a boat. You know, you normally work. But I was going to help Jim that day, and I ended up with tickets out of it. It was on private grounds, and I try to keep the law as close as possible as I can. I've been on the water a long time, off and on.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Yes, sir.
What is the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is to revoke all licenses to take catfish, shellfish, and mingle over the period of 1 year.
From today's date?
From the date of the commission, yes.
Mr. Erskine?
I just had a question. you indicated you were helping somebody?
Yes, sir. Jim Keeley, he was in last month, and he got 2 years probation. Last month, I was here, and some of my papers, my mail was messed up, so there's a mistake in there or something. So I've already missed 4 days of work. And,
okay.
Ms. Payne?
Sorry. I just had a question for Mr. Green. Taking oysters between sunset and sunrise.
Correct.
Was it, what time exactly was it?
His harvesting period was 6:30. They observed him harvesting already, and the sunrise was 7:05 that day.
Okay.
About 30 minutes, roughly 35 minutes that they observed.
And Jim's got a freezer truck on him, right on shore, and he's not working as well. He's got a rock where we're working on his grounds. I mean, 55 degrees that morning. Yes, sir, I do need my license.
Matters before the commission.
This is the same case we heard last month. I mean, this is the exact same case. I mean, we
apparently so.
Yeah, and
maybe the captain, sir.
And so if you have a captain and a waterman, they both get ticketed?
Mm-hmm.
And were you here, AJ? There were like
mm-hmm.
four of us here, and this was the case. Well, you're the expert on this stuff.
Great.
But I do remember this thing. I mean, I'm reading this thing. I'm like, this sounds exactly like what we just did last month. One day, I think the regulations changed the next day or something like that.
I could comment on that one briefly, if you would. We found that in the past, the courts believe, the judges, representatives of the court, the prosecuting attorneys believe that all that participate in the crime, since it is a criminal offense, need to be charged with the crime, and it be decided in court and adjudicated by the judge.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that. I guess my comment would be that we've already heard this case once, and I would think our decision should be very similar to what we already did last month for the exact same thing.
Mr. Tate?
Right, and I would suspect staff has some sense of that. So why are we with revocation with this gentleman and the captain on the same boat, same moment? We gave a suspension or a probation, excuse me.
I think what we did is we overrode staff's recommendation.
Okay.
I think staff just did that
okay.
guideline, that cheat, and the guideline calls for all these OSHA things
right.
to take away licenses.
Right.
And we decided to, because it was like one day short, he had the ice truck right there on the shore. They were going directly from their private grounds right to on ice and all that kind of stuff, that we ended up doing two years probation, I think, is what we did in that case.
I think that's correct.
Okay. I'll move for 2 years probation with this gentleman.
We have a motion.
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Discussion.
Okay.
Ms. Erson.
I would only have a comment. You mentioned that it was 55 degrees outside, and one of your violations is no shading or harvesting without shading. And so those are public health concerns for bacterial growth inside those oysters, and it grows above 50 degrees. So when you say that it's 55 degrees outside, and certainly the water temperature in September is going to be warmer than that, so there's a concern, a public health concern, and that's why this is a serious concern.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second for 2 years of probation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. 2 years of probation, Mr. Allen.
Thank you a lot.
Next individual is Mr. Darrell W. Ensley of Hickory Fork Road, Gloucester. Mr. Ensley was charged on the 20th of February for possession of uncalled oysters. He was called by Officer Hogg in the middle area and was found to be over twice the legal limit in his cull that day. So he was charged for that violation on February the 20th, was convicted on May 18th, 2013 in Gloucester County General District Court. September 4th, 2013, he was charged with commercially taking oysters by dredge between sunset and sunrise. This was in the city of Middlesex County. He was convicted of that as well. And then on December 2nd, 2013, he was charged once again with possession of uncalled oysters in the Rappahannock River, Rotation Area 2, and was convicted of that one as well. So the charges were February 20th, uncalled oysters, conviction, September 2013, September 4th, 2013, commercially take oysters before sunrise, and December 2nd, 2013, having possession of uncalled oysters again.
Mr. Ensley, let me swear you in here.
Okay.
We raise your right hand, please. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Would you please... move over to the microphone here. Is there anything you wish to tell the commission?
Yeah, well, when he was talking about the, I believe when y'all came up with the laws about the, when did that occur with the one violation, and then we come in front of the board? All this was previous with me to coming out of January 1st when y'all came out with one violation, and then... I believe.
As I see this, Mr. Ensley, you have three violations in the span of just about 6 months here from last year.
No, not within 6 months. Can you go over that again?
Yes. First one would be...
On the uncalled oyster day.
First one would be February 20th.
1 year.
Second one would be September 4th. And then the one after that, September 2nd, would be the charges.
Okay.
They're about 6 months.
End of year. And I noticed there are two convictions for...
the exact same charge.
Yes.
Culling oysters.
Yeah.
Incorrectly.
But, sir, I've got two other boys on my boat, and one of them's here for the same thing. I don't cull the oysters. All I do is, you know, run the boat. So, yeah, and I try to stay after people, but you can't stay on somebody, you know, constantly. So,
He was convicted, though, right?
If all the charges were conviction.
And staff recommendation is?
1 year revocation.
But,
yes, sir.
Also, you know, I pay my fines in Newport News. I pay my fines in Middlesex, okay? And I shovel the moisture back overboard, okay? How can you penalize me two or three times for the same crime? I'm paying fines. I'm shoveling my oysters overboard, and now I'm coming in front of the board about my license that's going to take away my livelihood to feed my family. Do you realize if you take my license for a year, I'm going to lose my home? My boat is paid for. I mean, big deal, but I'm going to lose everything I have. My wife does not work. I mean, I've never filled out a job application in my life. This is all I've done all my life. So you're basically, hey, I'll be living in a cardboard box somewhere. And I hope that sets good with all y'all.
Ms. Erskine.
But Mr. Inslee, we're not convicting or we're not discussing this issue for the same offense. You committed multiple offenses on different occasions.
Okay.
So you're a repeat offender. This seems to be a chronic problem of violation after violation. If it's that important, I would understand that you wouldn't probably commit the violation, regardless of whether you paid the fine or shoveled the oysters back overboard. You shouldn't be.
I mean, it's not like I was over my limits. It's not like the other boys that were doing the other year. You had here, I was catching 25, 30 bushels, on, you know, 35 bushels. Hey, I've never had a charge over my limit.
That would have been a separate violation.
Yeah, that would have been another violation. Hey, it's just, you know, little oysters. Sometimes on a big oyster, some inspectors take that in a different tolerance. If it's a little oyster on an oyster that you're going to kill that little oyster, some of them put them in our cans, some of them let them keep in our piles. You know, the law, the way the officer interprets it is upon his discrepancy.
Well, there are guidelines, you know, that they go by, and that's there for a reason.
We had a Rappahannock, we were right on the level can.
Actually, it was a piling up over on a can, a little
over
5 quarts.
The dredging between sunset and sunrise, what time was that?
That was with Mike.
That was observed at 6:15.
When was sunrise that day?
Sunrise was at 6:43. He was actually observed working at 6:15.
Are you sure that wasn't running? Because I don't remember working at 6:15. But, hey, you know what? I was convicted of that, too.
The charge was not...
On my private ground, it was.
The charge was taking oysters by dredge before sunrise, not transporting the dredge. That is a separate charge. That's actually a regulation. He was charged on the 530 section, which means he was actually working.
Okay. Well, matters before the commission.
Prior to February of this 2013, did you have any convictions?
No, sir.
These are the first and only.
This is the only three I've ever had, besides a ticket maybe 15 years ago that Mike Morris wrote me for clamming.
Matters before the commission.
What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 1 year of revoked licenses from this date.
I'm looking to AJ. AJ's the oyster guy. Well,
could we do probation?
We can do anything we want.
You can do whatever you want.
Within the bounds of the code section.
Let's say.
So as long as we're within the bounds of the code section.
Right, so I'm going to keep it 20 years, but
right.
Commissioner operates on emotion.
The only thing is, you know, he got two of the same issues, same year, and called the oysters. We didn't direct him to do that. He's going to blame us for taking his license, but he's taking a license from himself. He didn't operate within the boundaries of the law, which if he's in this business, he should know. Again, what are we going to do about the folks who do play by the rules? You know?
And then I guess we've got three strikes, too. This was even before. This would apply before the one strike stuff. This would apply prior to the two tougher things.
Uh-huh.
There was three convictions in a year.
Miss Haney. Question, please. The first violation, he was actually working in a closed area also?
No.
It says which was closed area for harvesting oysters at the time.
No, I was not. Did you talk about the first one?
He returned the oysters back to a closed area when he had to.
Oh, okay.
He was
okay.
Bond, didn't bond them, decided not to bond them, and then he returned them into a closed area. What we usually do is when somebody gets a violation, they either can bond them or plant them back overboard. Well, we typically don't plant them right back where they got
okay.
them. We use a closed area or rotational area, sanctuary, something like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Erskine.
I think this commission's tried to maintain some element of consistency with repeat offenders. And I understand that you didn't have violations prior to these, but three violations in a six-month period, I think is just a blatant...
Three violations within a year's period.
Well, three convictions.
Yeah, three convictions within a year's period, because all of them are spaced out about 6 months.
Which indicates a chronic behavior of not obeying the law. And as Mr. Tankard indicated, there are people and watermen out there that do obey the law, and it's unfair that they don't come before the commission because they haven't violated the law. And here we are continuing to deal with repeat offenders, and I would support staff recommendation.
How is that going to work with my private oyster ground? Am I not going to be allowed to work that, too?
Oh, your license would be revoked. Is that in the form of a motion, Mr. Erskine?
Yes, sir.
We have a motion to revoke, to accept staff recommendation for a one-year revocation.
Second.
There's a second by Mr. Neal. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously. That's 1 year revocation.
Do I have the right to appeal this?
Yes, you do. And if you will go with a law enforcement officer, he will be taking you downstairs, and you'll be getting your appeal rights down there. On.
I'm going to have to talk to a federal attorney about this. I just don't think this is fair to do to somebody.
Next, we have Mr. Hector Alvaro Marin. From Virginia Beach.
Mr. Myron available? Is he here? Please proceed.
He was charged on October 27, 2013 in the city of Virginia Beach for possession over a limit seats. He had 15 in possession. When officers arrived, the offender acted like he was a passenger in another vehicle while they were inspecting everyone's cat. Shortly after, the officer stopped a vehicle and identified Mr. Myron as the driver. Officers located fish in the trunk. Charged Mr. Morin with the offense of over the limit, was found guilty in Virginia Beach Court on December 17th, 2013.
And the staff recommendation is?
Staff recommendation for a hearing. Probation, as long as he doesn't exceed any possession guidelines within 1 year, 100%.
Let me ask again, is Mr. Morin in the crowd? Saying no, I guess the matter is before the commission.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was this in Rudy Inlet? You know where these sheep's head were?
Pleasant House Road.
We had the same, almost exact same thing again last night. There were 15 sheep's head. And that was at Rudy Inlet, was it the jetties?
That's right.
And it certainly seems like there's becoming a habit of trying to hide these fish. And I understand these oyster regulations are health concerns, and we're very strict on those. But what's is it four fish, the recreational limit? Four? Is it four? I think it's four. Yeah, and so we're not talking about one over or
yeah.
This is getting ridiculous. We're talking more than triple the limit and going out of your way to hide it. So I know we have these guidelines, but in this case, I just think they're too lenient.
I agree with Dr. Neal. I was sort of surprised when I got down to the bottom here and saw it was a 1 year probation. I think that's what it is. I was 1 year revocation seems like a better way to go, and I'll make that a motion.
That's a motion. Year revocation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The matter is passed unanimously.
Next we have a Mr. James Randolph Marshall. He's been hard to get up with. He hasn't been served his notice to appear before the commission, so we can't go over him today. We've been trying to get hold of him for months.
I'll note that Mr. Marshall was here last month and asked for a continuance because he had been not quite notified in the due process required within 10 days, I believe, and right. He opted to delay his hearing until today, and he is not to be found.
And didn't the commissioner also advise him to be back today?
As a matter of fact, I do believe I told him we would be back here at this time next month on the 4th Tuesday to hear his case.
Yes, we've had a tough time. We spent a lot of time finding this guy the first time.
And these are repeat violations.
Yes.
Well, he's got notice and opportunity to be heard. He's just not here. The commission can go forward with it as far as we can. Sure.
Would you put that on the record, please?
Sure. I just want to say the commission can go forward today. Mr. Is it Marshall? Do I have that right? Was here last month. He was advised to be here by the commissioner. I will add by advice of counsel he was advised to be here today. So he's had notice. He has his opportunity to be heard. He's just waived his opportunity to be heard because he decided not to show up today. So the commission is well within its rights to proceed on this case.
Let me ask for the record here. Is Mr. James Randolph Marshall in the crowd?
Let me check outside.
To make sure that we have dotted the I's and crossed the T's, officer, would you check outside and ask for Mr. Marshall? Thanks. Well, the matter's before the commission. Oh, Captain Green, would you explain the basics of these charges, please?
Absolutely.
October
7, 2013, Mr. Marshall was charged with commercially catching oysters without a waterman's registration card after he was warned. The charge came after he was warned. It was suspended by this commission, taken from him for reporting violations, failure to report. So he lost his waterman's card. So the officer gave him a warning. The same officer that gave him a warning wound up issuing him a violation later. Mrs. Officer Morris issued him commercially tonguing oysters without an oyster tong license after a warning as well, same day, pretty much got the warning the same time. Didn't have a card, didn't have a license. Caught him again and charged him. Then on October 21st, 2013, same officer, Officer Morris, and his partner, Officer Corey, observed Mr. Marshall commercially catching oysters without a waterman registration card again and also observed him tonguing without a license again. And also charged him at this time with commercially possession of uncoaled oysters from public clean coal rocks, all of which he was convicted of. Was 12 quarts was what I have here in the notes from the officer. He's only allowed 4 quarts, so it was 3 times the legal limit of uncoaled, all of which convictions, all of which in Newport News General District Court.
What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 2 years license suspension from the date of the commission.
Now, his license is currently revoked right now. It's suspended now.
I believe he hasn't gotten it back.
So I guess this would be a question. If we did do 2 years, would it be tacked on to the end of his current?
Yes, sir. Yes, it would be. The revocation would be from today's date for 2 years, regardless of the status of his license right now.
So it'd just be 2 years from today is the most we could do. We can't add it to where he already, because he's already revoked.
Yeah, 2 years from today is what the limit of the statute is, sir.
I'll make that a motion.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second by Mr. Erskine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Marshall's licenses are revoked for 2 more years from today's date.
Next, we have a Mr. Eric Musa from Newport News, Nina Court, Newport News.
Is Mr. Musa available? Thank you, sir. I need to swear you in here. Do you swear the testimony you'll give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
On February 19, 2013, Mr. Musa was charged with possession of uncalled oysters. He said the buyer refused to buy them when the officer observed him back of the truck. The officer called him. This was Officer Thompson in the southern area. When he called him, he had 12 quarts of undersize in the first bushel that he checked, which is 3 times the legal limit of 4 quarts. He also was charged with for that day for failure to tag commercially harvested shellfish. There was no tag. He said he informed the officer that he had harvested them that day from public grounds on the Miss Haley, on the vessel Miss Haley, and did not complete a harvester's tag. So he was released on a summons that day. On October 21st, he was checked again. He was called again, charged with possession of uncalled oysters, 12 quarts again, 3 times the legal limit. This was in a companion case to Mr. Marshall. He was actually on the boat with Mr. Marshall when this happened. So one of the tickets that Mr. Marshall got, this is a companion case to that. All these cases were heard in Newport News General District Court on March 26th, or the first case, the first two were March 26th. All were convicted. On November 21st, the last Cullen violation was convicted of that as well.
And the staff recommendation is?
1 year revocation.
Does 1 year probation?
I'm sorry, one year probation.
Mr. Musa, is there anything you wish to tell the commission? Please step up to the microphone.
No, I don't have nothing to say, sir. I appreciate the fact that y'all didn't suspend my license. Mm-hmm. It's probation.
That's the staff recommendation. We'll see what the commission wants to do here. The matter's before the commission.
Move to accept the staff recommendation.
Motion to accept staff recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Clark. Any discussion?
Yeah, I think it's pretty lenient. I think he's getting a little lucky myself. I hope you're going to get yourself straight in the future. Are you just going to keep playing the same game?
I don't plan on playing the same game, no, sir. I can't afford to lose my license. A child, I have to pay child support for. I don't have a boat anymore now. I had to get rid of that because we've had such a rough winter in the last, I think, 6 weeks. I've worked 7 days because dredging season is over and hand tonguing, you have to have better weather for it. And the days that I did get issued tickets for uncalled oysters, I realized I was on the boat. I was just as responsible for those oysters, being I'm a licensed fisherman. But I was doing the harvesting, and I wasn't doing the culling. But from now on, I'm going to make sure whoever's working with me or culling for me keeps the oysters correct, because I cannot afford to lose my license.
Yeah, I'll go.
Any other discussion? There's motion for 1 year probation and a second. Matters before the commission. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. Probation for 1 year. Please dot your I's, cross your T's. We do not want to see you back here, Mr. Musa.
Next, we have Mr. Dennis Parker of Deep Creek Road, Newport News, Virginia. On September 4, 2013, Mr. Parker was charged with dredging oysters on private ground without a dredge permit. September 4, 2013, failure to properly mark private oyster grounds and boat while working the ground. September 4, 2013, commercially taken oysters by dredge between sunset and sunrise. And December 2, 2013, having possession of uncalled oysters. This one happened on the Rappahannock River. and had about five quarts, roughly. Five quarts, the allowable limit is four. The Newport News charges, the previous charges, disposition was decided on the 17th for the September 4th violations. He was convicted on drug and ordinance on private ground without a drug permit. He was also convicted on the failure to properly mark oyster grounds and boat working the ground. And on also convicted of commercially taking oysters before sunrise. And also convicted of on January 20th for the having possession of uncalled oysters in Middlesex County.
And the staff recommendation is?
Revoke all licenses to take cash fish, shellfish, more organisms for 1 year after this commission.
Mr. Parker, I need to swear you in here. Do you swear the testimony we'll give here today on this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth itself? You got it? Thank you. Please approach the microphone. Tell the commission.
First place, he said I didn't have no license. I did have license. I bought it from Mike Morse 2 days before that, and Mike come there, and that day I didn't have my wallet on. Mike gave me a ticket because I didn't have my license on. I did buy my license. And the ground that weren't marked, I can't help it, but Mother Nature blows the signs off, my corners off the sign that morning. I didn't know it was off. And my boat was marked. I just had the wrong kind of jug on it because I had writing on it. And as far as working before sunrise, I wasn't even culling that morning when he got on the boat that morning. There was two other guys on there. I was sitting in the cabin that morning. I come out about an hour after sunrise and started after. And that guy that just left out here, I tell you that because I was drunk that morning when I got on the boat. I didn't eat oyster that morning.
He was charged with and convicted of commercially taking oysters by drugs between sunset and sunrise. The time observed by the officers was 06:15 sunrise that morning.
No, I wasn't observed. I wasn't even on the. I wasn't even standing by the board that way. I was not observed. Mike Morse is a liar.
Sir, you were convicted.
Well, I don't care. I know what I was doing. That guy tell you that. I wasn't even.
Mr. Parker, please address the commission, not the officer, please. You want to explain the charge on December 2nd of uncalled oysters?
Well, I was guilty. I had about that much over a can, about 4.5 quarts, which is nothing.
Is there anything else you wish to tell the commission?
No, well, just like I say, I had my license. You look back, I had my license. And as far as the ground, like I say, the wind blows the signs off the corner. I can't go out and check it every day when I go out there. I keep them on the boat. I put them on there when I see them gone. And when the first day I was out there, Mike Morse is sitting on the beach looking for some knockers. And I go on Dave's Point. He's over there doing the same thing. I go up Rappahannock. I get boarded six times before he even got a ticket. I'm just getting harassed. That's all.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Erskine.
Well, personally, I commend the commission and the law enforcement for being out there and doing their job. And if they're inspecting you, or they're checking on you for violations, that's what they should be doing.
You've got to check somebody six times from October till December.
Yep.
Nobody else gets
four of those were convictions. So maybe they are doing it.
The three of them was in one day, which was on my own private ground, which was nonsense.
Well, if you lease private ground, you have a responsibility to maintain it.
I do maintain it. I can't help it that the wind blows the corner off the ground and stuff like that.
Sir, that's your responsibility.
Well, everybody does it. I mean, that happens all the time.
That's right. Everybody maintains their ground.
No, they don't. If the wind takes it off, you got to find it. You work that whole day, and now it's not even on there. I've been out here 40 years.
Staff recommendation.
We have a motion to accept staff recommendation for revocation of all licenses for 1 year from today's date.
Well, I'll have it appeal. I'm not.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard here. Any discussion?
First place, none of y'all even know what the hell you even talking about.
Mr. Parker, please.
You ain't got, don't run about the water.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you.
Next, we have a Mr. Stephen Purcell of Prospect Hill Road, Mount Holly, Virginia. Mr. Purcell was charged with, on March 29, 2013, with unlawfully taking seed oysters from James River without obtaining a seed permit. On April 2, 2013, he was charged unlawfully taking seed oysters from James River without first obtaining a permit. April 4, 2013, he was charged with unlawfully taking seed oysters from James River without first obtaining a permit. April 8, 2013, he was charged with unlawfully taking seed oysters from James River without first obtaining a permit. All of which were in Newport News General District Court and have convictions, as you can see, listed below under the on May 16th docket. All of them on the May 16th docket.
Mr. Purcell, you swear the testimony we'll give here today on this matter will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you very much. Please speak in the microphone, and can you explain this?
Yes, sir. I called Dr. Weston's office at least five or six times, and they assured me I had everything I needed to plant my oyster bed. I bought a truck. I told him I went and bought a truck. I need all the permits I need so I can replenish my ground. I did not know, no was spoken about a permit to transport oysters. And when I found out I did need one, I went to the inspector and told him. And these tickets I got were all in the same day. He gave me the tickets for three loads I carried up the road previously. In other words, I carried three loads up the road. I came back for the fourth load. And meanwhile, I found out I had to have a permit. So I didn't try to hide anything. I went straight to the officer and told him what was going on. I had no idea I was doing anything wrong, and I didn't mean to do anything wrong. So it was really a miscommunication.
Okay.
But the director was showed that I called Newport News several times. My wife wears Dr. Weston's office to death. And that's the truth. And Kathy can vouch for that.
Captain Green, what is the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is probation for a year with no violations in that period of the year. Mike Morris did have a discussion with Mr. Purcell regarding that he didn't have permits. Officer Morris asked him, had a conversation with him about some years ago where he had taken seed oysters up the road before and had gotten permits for each load. Yes. Purcell said that he had. It had been some time, but he did remember it about the front.
Yes, sir. It's been off.
What he's saying about the day Officer Morris got warrants and serving for all 4 days of warrants instead of going back to summons.
No, he did not get warrants. He came to me. I talked to him person to person. I was not trying to hide anything. I didn't feel like I had anything to hide. I told him what was going on, so he sat there and wrote me four tickets for the ones I'd already taken up the road. It wasn't like I knew I was doing wrong and kept doing. You see what I'm saying? I didn't know I was doing wrong and kept doing wrong.
Okay, I understand.
Right. I hadn't worked on the water in 14 years. I was trying to get my ground built back up. I was forced to go get a job. But now the oysters started growing, I wanted to replant my ground. And, you know, the permit doesn't cost anything. So what advantage do I have not getting one? You know, I didn't know I needed it. And now that I got it straight, every day I go, I call Mike Morris. He's there to give me a permit.
As you can see before you in your book, this here is the master summons that was sworn out on me. Copy of the criminal complaint is not. He was not issued a summons there by the officer. He was issued a master summons, which you have to fill out a criminal complaint, same way you would have warned. It is a class one misdemeanor, but he did get a master summons.
Excuse me, I don't know what you're talking about.
And they were served on
Everything I got
on the 24th.
Every summons I got came from Mike Morris. I did not get any from anywhere else other than Mike Morris.
Okay.
Hand them to.
Okay. That is before the commission.
I'll move forward staff recommendation of probation 1 year.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine here. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Aye. Motion passes unanimously. It's 1 year of probation for sell here. I understand that you understand that.
Yes, I do.
Let's make sure we do it right.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
I think we need to get some communications a little better than what they are. Somebody asks you they need something, and you assure them you give them everything they need, they should get it. If you assure to them they had what they need. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Green.